I'm David Ford. August 12th will mark the 22nd anniversary of John Cage's death. 2 years ago, Wake Forest University celebrated the life and artistic contributions of this American maverick on what would have been his 100th birthday. Cage has been called the most influential American composer of the 20th century, and his life and art was greatly influenced by his devotion to Zen Buddhism. Cage Fest, which was spread over a two-month period, concluded with a lecture by longtime New York Times art critic and practicing Buddhist Kay Larson. She's written a fascinating book, 15 Years in the Making, Where the Heart Beats, John Cage, Zen Buddhism, and the Inner Life of Artists. Kay says that for John Cage, appreciating negative space and silence was life-affirming, but to do so meant, as he put it, getting one's mind and desires out of the way. One way Cage did this was by pioneering the use of indeterminacy or chance in music.
If you let yourself get out of the way, then you're still present. It's just that your obstructions are gone. So, yes, it's a pathway to creativity, because then what arises just arises out of the spontaneous nature of who you are and what the world is. So that's the freedom Cage is talking about, and that's why he used chance operations to create his music. People think that he was, turning against the whole history of Western music, which is about self-expression. You think of Beethoven's thunderous conclusions and so on. But actually, what Cage was doing in adopting chance operations was that he wanted to find a method of composing that would short-circuit his own desires and will. That didn't mean that he wasn't involved. He created the circumstances by which he asked the question, created the structures, so he was still present. But the answers reflected this cosmic frame that Cage is always trying to pull into his work. The I Ching is a method of divination. It's not just a random number generator, although it can be that, but it also pulls in this cosmic question mark that we all live within.
When John Cage himself was questioned, well, what happens when the I Ching gives you notes or intervals or a set that you don't like? And he talks about the energy it takes to then, rather than just reject that and change it, reflect within and come to a place where you accept and appreciate those notes or whatever you're given and move forward from there.
Isn't that a fabulous idea? When life gives you something that you don't like, you have a choice. You can resist it and say, I don't want anything to do with this, which may not exactly have the outcome that you think it will. Or you can say, okay, I don't like this, but what does that not liking consist of? It consists of my ego sitting there saying to myself, I'm going to get rid of this. I'm going to get rid of this. If instead you accept what comes through your own unconscious, through the nature of change and uncertainty in the world, you know, if you accept what comes, then a kind of graciousness enters your life. You can accept what comes in the form of people who maybe aren't exactly like you. It's just a general opening out.
Longtime New York Times art critic and practicing Buddhist Kay Larson. Her new book is Where the Heart Beats, John Cage, Zen Buddhism, and the Inner Life of Artists. It's available on Penguin Press, and you'll find links to more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. Kay gave a lecture titled Cage and Zen, the Koan of Silence, as part of Wake Forest University's Cage Fest in 2012. August 12th will mark the 22nd anniversary of John Cage's death. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.